Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Friday, July 12th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian stock market benchmarks, the Sensex and the Nifty 50 closed flat on Thursday, as gains in shares of ITC, ONGC, Tata Motors and SBI were offset by losses in those of Mahindra & Mahindra, Bajaj Finance, Larsen & Toubro and HDFC Bank. Delhi's summer has been nothing short of extreme this year, with temperatures frequently soaring well beyond the usual, hitting near 50 degrees Celsius. The capital found itself grappling with intense heat waves. The sweltering heat prompted a significant response, with public hospitals establishing special heat treatment ward and reported heat-related fatalities reaching 58 by mid-June. However, as June ended, the weather took a drastic turn. The city experienced its highest single-day rainfall in 88 years on the 28th of June. This sudden deluge not only disrupted daily life, but also resulted in significant infrastructure damage, including the collapse of a canopy at Delhi Airport, which tragically resulted in a fatality. The first half of 2024 has indeed been challenging for residents of Delhi and the surrounding National Capital Region, home to a combined population of over 70 million. And the outlook for the remainder of the year suggests no respite. With the meteorological department predicting an unusually wet monsoon, which could lead to further flooding. Looking ahead to the winter, the situation appears equally grim, with the anticipated onset of Delhi's notorious smog, which annually contributes to a high number of respiratory-related illness and deaths. This persistent cycle of extreme weather condition underlines the urgent need for comprehensive environmental and infrastructural strategies to mitigate these impacts. Delhi's weather also begets the question, is it time for you to leave Delhi? Mint Sayantan Behra examines in today's long story. India's largest software exporter, Tata Consultancy Services, has set a strong pace in the first quarterly earnings of FY25, outperforming its average growth rate over the past 5 years. TCS has reported a quarterly revenue of $7.5 billion, a 1.9% increase from the previous quarter, surpassing expectations from analysts who projected a revenue of $7.44 billion. A significant portion of this growth, however, is attributed to an unusual surge in its India operations. Mint's IT correspondents Jas Bardia and Shovik Das report. The push in revenue is primarily because of a $1.83 billion 4G network project from BSNL. This has raised questions about the organic nature of TCS's growth, as first half of its $142 million sequential revenue increase was derived from its Indian deal, marking a deviation from its traditional revenue streams predominantly from the Americas, Europe and UK. Despite these doubts, K. Keerthivasan, TCS's CEO, asserted that the company's growth isn't solely reliant on the BSNL project. He acknowledges the current volatile market conditions, which affect decision-making and client investments, but remains cautiously optimistic about the broader growth beyond a single project. India is gearing up for an expansion of its aviation infrastructure by doubling the number of airports from the current 138 to 300 by the 100th year of independence in 2047. Mint's aviation correspondent Anush Sharma reports that the plan is outlined in a draft by the Airports Authority of India. This ambitious project aims to accommodate an 8-fold increase in passenger traffic, potentially reaching 3 to 3.5 billion passengers annually by the target year. The initiative aligns with the effort to enhance connectivity to Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities through programs like Udaan, which aims to make air travel affordable and widespread, particularly in less served areas. Locations identified for potential new airports include Kota in Rajasthan, Perundur in Tamil Nadu, and Puri in Odisha, among others. The plan also proposes converting existing airstrips in places like Mandav in Gujarat and Sultanpur in Uttar Pradesh into operational airports. The Agnipath scheme is under review for potential modifications to enhance its appeal. Introduced in June 2022 to recruit young individuals aged 17.5 to 21 years into the armed forces, the scheme has been pivotal in rejuvenating the youth profile of the armed forces. It also addresses the ballooning defense pension liabilities. Currently, the scheme recruits these young individuals for a four-year tenure, with a fourth of them being offered a chance to join the permanent cadre afterwards. As of now, the scheme is expected to continue with possible modifications either in FY25 budget or to make it more attractive to potential recruits. Mins Girish Chandra Prasad reports. The financial implications of the scheme are significant given that the defense pension allocation for FY25 is 1.41 trillion rupees, nearly a quarter of the 6.2 trillion rupees defense budget. The Agnipath scheme is seen as a sustainable solution to manage these pension costs. Hyundai Motors is making waves with its plans to list its Indian subsidiary, eyeing a massive $3 to $3.5 billion IPO. This could be India's second largest public offering, valuing Hyundai India at $20 billion. It's a big move that's turning heads and might just inspire other multinational corporations to consider the vibrant Indian market for their listings. Mins Priyamvadasi spoke to Gaurav Sood from Avendus Capital, who notes that Hyundai's decision underscores the depth and appetite of Indian capital markets. This points to an increasing interest among global businesses towards India. This trend is supported by factors like enhanced ease of doing business and significant untapped market potential. Legal and financial experts suggest that other MNCs are observing Hyundai's move closely, with firms like LG Electronics and Italy's Carraro also rumored to be considering listings. Historical precedents from giants like Suzuki and Unilever, which have listed successful Indian subsidiaries, further pave the way for such strategic decisions. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We are eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.